Be'ezat Hashem, we continue in our limud of Masechet Nazir. We are up to Daf Tet. We begin Perek Sheni. This limud is Le'iloi Nishmat Zion ben Shalom Reuven ben David Yosef ben Tamara Rav Shalom Kohen ben Tfacha Malka Yair ben Tov Anaim ben Chatun Yom Tov ben Chana Shaul ben Latife Erez ben Miriam. Also Le'iloi Nishmat et Rivka bat Mordechai Rivka bat Dvorah Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther Chaya Esther Chava bat Sarah Luba bat Mazal Le'a bat Rachel and Gabriela Masuda bat Sarah, Alehem HaShalom. Also, Lizchut Refuah Shlema, for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avraham ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai ben Beloria, Yaakov Yisrael Bechor ben Marusia, Esther bat Sarah, Gerastova bat Chana, and Chana bat Zulika, Lirfuah Shlema. The first Mishnah of Perek Sheni begins as follows. Hareni Nazir min Agrogarot u min Devela. If a person says, I am hereby a Nazir, who will refrain from eating grogarot, dried figs, and devela, cakes of dried figs. Now we know there's no such nazirut. A nazir is not prohibited in eating figs. It's not a problem. And he's saying, I'm a nazir from eating grogarot and devela. So do we say that this is an acceptance of an official nazirut? Is it a valid acceptance of nazirut? Or being that he said grogarot and devela, it's not effective as an acceptance of nazirut. So we have here a machloket, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai omrim nazir, Bet Hillel omrim eno nazir. Bet Shammai say, despite the fact that he said grogarot and devela, he becomes a nazir in all the halachot of the Torah, meaning he cannot drink wine, he cannot take a haircut, and he cannot become tameh to the dead. Bet Hillel omrim eno nazir. Bet Hillel say he's not a nazir. That's not an acceptance of nazirut. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af keshamru Bet Shammai, even though Bet Shammai said that he's a nazir, lo amru ela beomer harehen alai korban. Rabbi Yehuda explains that even when Bet Shammai said that the neder of nazirut takes effect, they said that only in a case where he said that he meant, they are hereby forbidden to me as a korban. So we say, in that case, it's as though he made a neder, making the figs forbidden to him. But Bet Shammai definitely admit that although the neder takes effect, it's not a neder of nezirut. So in other words, when Bet Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when Bet Shammai said nazir, it doesn't mean he's a nazir with all the halachot of Torah. No, of nezirut, of a regular nazir. No, it means he is nadur, he is vowed from eating grogarot and devela. Meaning when he said, areni nazir min grogarot, that's like a neder saying that grogarot and devela are to him prohibited like a korban. So it's a regular neder. It's a valid neder not to eat any figs, any grogarot, any devela. But it doesn't mean, Bet Shammai never meant to say that he becomes a nazir. Okay? The Gemara begins, Hareni nazir min agrogarot min devela, Bet Shammai omrim nazir. So asks the Gemara, Ve'amai, mikol asher yaaseh migefen hayayin, amar hachamana. How is he a nazir? But the Torah says, regarding nazirut, that anything that is made from the grapevine, right, that's what he's prohibited from. Which means, when it comes to nazirut, only the fruit of the vine, grapes and wine, is prohibited. So how could Bet Shammai say nazir? Answers the Gemara, Bet Shammai savrila ke Rabbi Meir. Bet Shammai hold, in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the Amar, who says, En adam motzi devarav levatala. A person doesn't utter a statement for nothing. In other words, if a person made a statement that cannot be fulfilled as he stated it, so his statement is interpreted in a way that makes it relevant. You can't just throw out what he said. We have to interpret it in a way that is relevant. So here also, Bet Shammai say that really he misspoke, and actually he intended to take a neder of nezirut. Yes, he said, Areni nazir min agrogarot min devela. It's a slip-up, it's a mistake that he said. And we take his words to mean that he accepted to be a nazir, because they hold like Rabbi Meir, En adam motzi devarav levatala. A person doesn't utter a statement for nothing. Bet Hillel savri la ke Rabbi Yossi. Bet Hillel hold like Rabbi Yossi. De'amar bigmar devarav adam nitpas. Rabbi Yossi holds a person is held accountable for the conclusion of his statement. If let's say a person stated two phrases that cannot go together, right? Let's say, for example, he said, this animal is a substitute, is a tmura for a korban ola, and it's a tmura, it's a substitute for korban shlamim. So now, I mean, one clause, one phrase doesn't work with the other. It's either a substitute for one or the other. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't disregard the second clause that he said, and mimela, the animal takes on both statuses as a tmura of both. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Bigmar dvarav adam nitpas. And therefore, v'hai neder upitcho imohu. This is a neder with its opening, with its reason for a heter, which means although he said hareni nazir, but by adding the words from grogarot and devela, from dried figs and from cakes of dried figs, so he's indicating that his intention was that the nazirut that he just accepted upon himself should not take effect. And mimena, that's why Bet Hillel say he is not a nazir, because bigmar dvarav adam nitpas. Yes, he began by saying hareni nazir, but what did he end off saying? Migrogarot min advela. So that's like as if he accepted a neder of nazirut, but then pitroimo, the opening was right there. The reason for heter, for dissolving his neder of nazirut, was right there, and therefore he's not a nazir. So the Gemara asks, ubet shamay nami neder upitroimo hu? According to Bet Shammai also, why don't we say it's a neder with a petach, with an opening, which means they certainly agree that a neder of this kind doesn't take effect. So why do they hold that this neder takes effect? Why can't Bet Shammai also say that this is a neder upitcho imo? Why do they say he's a nazir? Ela Bet Shammai savri la kerabi Meir. Rather, as the Gemara now explains, Bet Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir de Amar en adam otzi devarav levatala, that a person doesn't utter a statement for nothing. So v'kevan de Amar hareni nazir havale nazir. So once he says hareni nazir, he is now a nazir. Ki ka'amar min agrogarot min devela. So when he continues and he says, therefore, from dried figs and from cakes of dried figs, le'itchu lehu de ka'ate. He's coming to request that someone should be matir his neder, someone should dissolve his neder, because he regrets having taken the neder, and therefore he's looking for a heter. Ubechamai leta'amayu da'amui, the only problem is, Bechamai, go according to their reasoning, that hold, en she'ela behegdesh, that a person cannot request hatara on a neder that has to do with hegdesh, with consecrated property. And since there's no request for heter by hegdesh, according to Bet Shammai, en shela benezirut. By nezirut also, Bet Shammai hold, you cannot request a heter, because the legal status of a neder of nezirut is like the status of a neder of hegdesh in this regard, and therefore no heter is possible. So again, Bet Shammai, since they hold like Rabbi Meir that en adam otzi dvarav levatala, so when he said areni nazir, that takes effect. When he added the words min agrogarot min advela, that means he was seeking for hatara. But hatara does not work when it comes to nazirut. That's why Bet Shammai say that he is a nazir. However, Bet Hillel savri kerabi Shimon. Bet Hillel who say he's not a nazir, they go according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Menachot, it's talking about if, let's say, a person made a neder to bring a korban mincha from barley. So now, since normally a korban mincha of nedava, a voluntary korban mincha, is brought not from barley, rather it is brought from wheat. So the chachamim say, this person who made a neder to bring a korban mincha from barley, chachamim say he has to bring a korban mincha from wheat. That's according to chachamim. Rabbi Shimon poter, but Rabbi Shimon exempts him entirely. Shelo itnadev kederech hamitnadvim, because he didn't donate a korban mincha in the typical way of how a korban mincha is donated. Since he donated a korban that cannot be brought, because he donated barley, and a korban mincha has to be brought from wheat, so mimele Rabbi Shimon says his neder is meaningless. So Bet Hillel hold like Rabbi Shimon, and they say over here also, since he made a neder of nezirut, stating that he will refrain from te'enim, from figs, well, his statement is meaningless, and mimela, he's not a nazir. The Gemara continues on the top line of Tet Amud Bet, matnitin delo ki haitana. Our Mishnah, the way it explains the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, is not going according to the following Tana of the Braita that we will learn now. The Tanya we learned in a Braita. Rabbi Natan Omer. Rabbi Natan says, Beit Shammai Omrim Nadur Ve'Nazir, Ubeit Hillel Omrim Nadur Ve'En Nazir. Rabbi Natan explains that if a person, in the case where a person says, I am Areni Nazir, and I won't eat grogarot and devela. So Beit Shammai say, Nadur ve-Nazir. He made the figs forbidden to himself by a neder, and he's also a Nazir. So both he's a Nazir from wine, and he's also Nadur, he is vowed from eating grogarot, figs. Ubeit Hillel omrim Nadur ve-En-Nazir. Beit Hillel say, no, he only is vowed, he's forbidden from eating the figs, but he's not a Nazir. Beit Shammai Savri la Kerabi Meir uKerabi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Natan, Beit Shammai hold, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that a person doesn't say anything for nothing, and that he becomes a Nazir as soon as he says, Hareni Nazir, right? And he also holds, like Rabbi, and Beit Shammai also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Natan explains that the opinion of Rabbi Shammai is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that one in this situation made a neder that dried figs are forbidden to him. The neder is chal, the neder is effective. So that's why Beit Shammai say nadur ve-nazir. He's a nazir because he said areni nazir, and he's nadur. Because we hold like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Yehuda, uBeit Hillel savri like Rabbi Yossi, and Beit Hillel go in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that we said before. A person is held by the conclusion, Adam nitfas bigmar dvarav. He's held by the conclusion of his statement, and therefore he made a neder. The areni nazir is not a valid nazirut, but he did make a neder that the dried figs, the grogarot, are forbidden to him. Lishna achrina, there's. Some say a different version of the Braita, Amrila, Lishna Achina Amrila. Some say a different version. Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan says, Beit Shammai Omrim Nadur Ve'Eno Nazir. In this version, Rabbi Natan says that Beit Shammai hold, he is Nadur, he's forbidden from eating the figs, but he's not a Nazir. Ubeit Hillel Omrim Lo Nadur Ve'Lo Nazir. Beit Hillel say, it's both not a Neder and not Nezirut. Beit Shammai Kerabi Yehuda. I mean, this way, we say Beit Shammai is explained holding like Rabbi Yehuda. UBeit Hillel keRabbi Shimon. And Beit Hillel go according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that when you make a, as we saw before, when you make a donation in a way that is not donated in the typical way, you don't say it in the typical way, it's not a donation at all, it's not a neder at all, and it's not nezirut at all. Tanan Hatam. The Gemara will discuss now a case that was mentioned before. It says in the Mishnah in Menachot, Daf Kuf Gimel, Ha'omer harei alai mincha le'avi min ha-seorim, yavi min ha-chitim. Person who says, I am obligating myself to bring a korban mincha from barley, yavi min ha-chitim, as we mentioned before, Chachamim say he has to bring a korban mincha from wheat. Kemach yavi solet. If he said, I'm bringing a korban mincha from flour, he has to bring from fine flour, because korban mincha has to be a standard. Korban mincha is made from fine flour. Shelo b'shemen ulvona. Let's say he made a neder, I'm bringing a korban mincha without shemen, without oil, and without levona, without frankincense. And those are two components that are brought in a korban mincha, yevi'ena v'shemen ulvona. He brings a korban mincha with shemen and levona. Chatzi isaron, yavi isaron shalem. If he said, I'm only bringing a half of a isaron, isaron is a tenth of the efa, a fine flour, and he says, I'm only bringing a half, and a korban mincha has to be a full isaron, yavi isaron shalem. He brings a full tenth, because the korban mincha cannot have less than a isaron, than a tenth of an efa of flour. If he says isaron u'mechza, yavi shnai. If he says I'm bringing a korban mincha with a isaron, a tenth and a half, he has to bring two isaronot, two units of a tenth of a ifa, because half of one tenth is not considered a korban mincha. So yavi shnai. This is all the opinion of Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's exempt entirely in all these cases because shelo itnadev kederech hamitnadvim, because he did not donate a korban mincha in the way that is typical of donating a korban mincha. So the Gemara asks, man tana dechi amar hare alai mincha min haseorim yivin minachitim. Who is the tana of this baita that says that if he makes a neder to bring a korban mincha from seorim, from barley, he has to bring it from wheat? Amar Chizkiya. Chizkiya says, b'machloket shenuya. This halacha is in a machloket. It depends, it's in a dispute between Tanaim u'bet Shamayhi, and it's going according to Bet Shamay. And he explains, lav amri Bet Shamay, ki amar min agrogarot min adevela have nazir. Didn't we see in our Mishnah that Bet Shammai say when a person says Hareni Nazir and I will not eat from figs and dried and cakes of dried figs, he is a Nazir? Bet Shammai say that he is a Nazir, which shows us that he's held to the first part of his statement, and the rest of the statement is disregarded. The first part of the statement is Hareni Nazir, and we disregard the fact that he said Grogarot and Devela, right? So too over here, Hachinami, in this case of the Mishnah of Masechet Menachot, Ki Amar Min HaSeorim Mevi Minachitim, when he says, I am obligated in bringing a mincha, he has to bring a mincha, even though he continued in saying Min HaSeorim, we disregard that, and he has to bring the mincha in the regular way from Chitim, as the Chachamim said in that Mishnah. And who is that opinion? That's going like Bet Shammai, says Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Afil u'teima divrei hakol. You can even say that this opinion of Chachamim in the Mishnah in Menachot is going even according to Bet Hillel. Afil u'teima divrei hakol. Why? Because be'omer ilu hayiti yodea she'en nodrim kach lo nadarti kach ela kach. Because the Mishnah is referring to a case where the person says later on, the person who said Arei alai mincha min haseorim, he admits later on and he says, if I would have known that that's not the way to vow to bring a korban mincha, I would not have vowed that way. I would not have made that neder to bring it from barley. I would only make the neder to bring from wheat. Meaning he's saying that the fact that he mentioned barley was a mistake on his part. It wasn't a condition, it was a mistake. He actually meant to bring a standard korban mincha. In this case, even Bet Hillel, who in our Mishnah over here, in our Mishnah by Hareni Nazir Min HaGrogarot, they hold he's not a Nazir, but in that Mishnah they will agree. In a case where he says, Ilu Hayiti Yodea, that it definitely is, he is in fact Chayav in bringing a korban mincha, and he should bring it, Minachitim. So according to Chizkiya, the Chachamim in that Mishnah of Menachot is only going according to Bet Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan says it's even going according to Bet Hillel. Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya says, Lo shanu ela she'amar min haseorim. When do we say that he has to bring a korban mincha from the wheat? It's only in a case where he said min haseorim. Aval amar min ha'adashim lo ma'iti ve'lo klum. But if he says, I'm bringing a korban mincha from adashim, from lentils, then he doesn't bring anything. The difference is that the korban mincha of the omer, we do find certain korbanot mincha, such as the one of the omer and the one of the sota, that they are made of barley. So therefore, if he says, I am bringing a korban mincha from barley, we say that he must have made a mistake and thought that even a korban mincha that one voluntarily brings can also be brought from barley. So therefore, that's when we say that if he said min haseorim, fine, he still is obligated in bringing a korban mincha, and he should bring him in achitim. But if a person says min ha'adashim, everybody knows that there's no such a thing as a korban mincha from lentils. So this statement that he made, it demonstrates that he never really intended to bring a korban mincha. So Chizkiya says, in that case, lo ma'iti v'lo klum, he doesn't have to bring anything. The Gemara now asks, michdi. Let's see now. Chizkiya keman mokim lele matnitin. According to whose opinion did Chizkiya say the Mishnah in Masechet Menachot is going? Like, ke Bet Shammai. He said it's going according to Bet Shammai, right? Ve'ha'adashim legabe mincha, ki grogerot legabe nazir damu. But after all, adashim, lentils, in regards to a korban mincha, is the same as grogerot, dried figs, regarding nazir. And regarding a person who says, "Hareini nazir min hagor garot," Bet Shammai say he is a nazir. So Chizkiyah, if you're saying that the Mishnah in Menachot is going like Bet Shammai, then even in the case of Adashim, we should also say that it's a valid neder of bringing a korban mincha, and he should bring minachitim. Meaning, even though Adashim has nothing to do with korban mincha, but you're saying that the Mishnah there is going like Bet Shammai. Just like Bet Shammai said in our Mishnah that if you say gro garot, you're still a nazir, even though gro garot has nothing to do with nazirut. Same thing should apply regarding Adashim and korban mincha. So the Gemara says, Hadar bei Chizkiyah. Be'emet Chizkiyah took back his words. He retracted, and he no longer holds that the Mishnah in Menachot is according to the opinion of Bet Shammai. Because if the Mishnah in Menachot would be like Bet Shammai, you're right, there should be no difference between Seorim and Adashim. So rather, Chizkiyah changed his mind, and he's explaining the Mishnah not like Bet Shammai, the way Tanakama understood Bet Shammai in our Mishnah. Rather, he's going to explain, as we're going to see now, he will explain that it's going like Bet Shammai according to the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that it's not a complete nezirut, rather it's just a neder. The Gemara asks, "Ve'amai hadarbe?" Why did he in fact take back his words? Why did he change his mind? Amar Rava, Rava says, "Matnitin kashite." The Mishnah in Menachot was difficult for him. He had a difficulty in the Mishnah in Menachot, and that's what showed him that he made a mistake. Because, my iriya detani mina seorim, litni mina adashim. Because then, if the Mishnah in Menachot is going like Bet Shammai, the way he understood before, so why is it that the Mishnah there is giving us a case where he said, I'm making an eder to bring a korban mincha from seorim? Tell us a bigger chidush, that even if he said, I'm bringing a korban mincha from adashim, still, it's a valid neder, and he has to bring the korban mincha from chitin. How come it says only seorim? Why not from adashim? Ela savar Chizkiyah. Therefore, Chizkiyah holds ki kamri Bet Shammai hatam kerav Yehuda. Bet Shammai they hold in regards to the nazir is as explained by Rabbi Yehuda, that the statement that he said is interpreted to be meaningful. And its only meaning is that he made a vow, he made a neder, not to eat figs. That's all, but not that he accepted upon himself nezirut. And therefore, in the case of korban mincha, even they will agree that since that such a neder of adashim has no meaning whatsoever, it cannot be that the neder of accepting a korban mincha takes effect when he said adashim. Makes no sense whatsoever. Even Bet Shammai in our Mishnah by Nezirut, it doesn't mean that he accepted Nezirut when he said ki gro garot and devela. It just means that he makes a neder not to eat gro garot and devela. Therefore, you have to say that it's going like Bet Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, not the way Tanakama understood. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu min ha'adashim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if a person made a neder to bring a korban mincha from adashim, from lentils, still the halacha is that it's a valid neder, he has to bring a korban mincha from wheat. So the question is, the Gemara asks, V'harav Yochanan hu de'amar be'omer, ilu hayiti yodea she'en nodrim kach, lo nadarti kach, ela kach. But Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that the Mishnah is referring to a case where he says, if I would have known that one cannot make such a neder, I would not have made a neder in this way, I would only make it in the correct way. So in the case of Adashim, it's not reasonable to say that he made a mistake to think that one can make a neder to bring a korban mincha from lentils. Who can think like that? No, everybody knows that korban mincha is not from lentils. And so Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the Mishnah is talking about where he says, if I would have known that you don't make such a neder, I wouldn't have done it. Everybody knows that that's not a neder. So how could you say Rabbi Yochanan holds afilu mina adashim? The Gemara answers, this psak that Rav Yochanan is saying, afilu mina adashim, he's saying it in accordance with Chizkiyah. Rav Yochanan was not stating his own opinion. He was just saying that according to you, Chizkiyah, the halakha should be even in the case of adashim. And he explains, at maita amaka hadardbach. What's the reason that you retracted your earlier opinion that the Mishnah is according to Bet Shammai? Mishum de lo ketani mina adashim? Is it because it doesn't say the case where he made a neder, I shall bring a korban mincha from the adashim? That's not a proof. Dilma lo mibaya kama. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking in a style of lo mibaya. It's not necessary to say, meaning like this. Lo mibaya ki ama me'adashim. I don't have to tell you that if he says, I'm bringing a korban mincha from adashim, the mighty mincha me'al yeta. I don't have to tell you in that case that he has to bring a proper korban mincha from wheat. Because the ikalemema midar hu dehadarbe. Because in that situation, we can say that by saying min ha'adashim, he is changing his mind, he's retracting his first statement, and he wants to take back his neder. Utfos lashon rishon. And Beit Shammai hold that no, he's held to the first part of his statement, and he cannot retract his words. So when he says, ha'arei alai korban mincha min ha'adashim, so in that case, the words min ha'adashim shows that he wants to take back his words. But according to Beit Shammai, we say tfos lashon rishon, he cannot take back his words. So in that case, for sure, he has to bring a regular mincha. Ela ki amar min ha'seorim, but not only that, but even in the case where he says min ha'seorim, I want to bring a korban mincha from barley. Now it's possible to explain vaday dehachi ka'amar, that it could very well be that what he meant to say is ikachake mincha ta'omer, that if this korban mincha that I made a neder to bring from barley is consecrated like the korban ha'omer, or ke mincha tzota, or like the mincha of a sota, both of which are made from barley, tikdosh, it should become consecrated. Ilolo, but if not, if it's not possible to volunteer a korban mincha from barley, then it should not be a korban mincha of barley. So I would have thought in this case, maybe the neder that he made to bring a korban mincha is not valid. That's the chidush that he has to bring. Nevertheless, he has to bring a korban mincha from wheat. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is telling Chizkiah that the difficulty that he had in the Mishnah is not such a difficulty. He didn't have to retract his shita. Rabbi Yochanan is telling Chizkiah he could have held that the same halakha applies in the case where he says, Arei alai mincha min ha'adashim, that he would still have to bring, it's a valid neder, he would still have to bring a korban mincha from chitim, even when he mentioned adashim.